All right, everybody, welcome back to the Golf Shop. Mark Greenhalgh, Mike Fursina up in Maine, probably having a lobster roll right now, so we're going to forget about him again. And remind you that this segment is brought to you by Greensboro Tractor. Mow like a pro. Get the Kubota Commander from Greensboro Tractor. It's the homeowner's ultimate zero-turn radius mower. Greensboro Tractor and Kubota make jobs easier. Log on to greensborotractor.com. Well, it is that time again for some web.com tour playoffs. And joining us now to talk a little bit about that is PGA Tour official Mike Peterson. Mike, welcome into the Golf Shop.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, yep, we are at that time again. Four events, 75 guys from the web.com tour, 75 guys from the PGA Tour. You know, we're a couple years into this. PGA Tour still happy with the direction things are going in, still glad they made this decision?
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're pretty excited about it. It's the third year. Pretty excited about how it's gone, the first two, and look forward to this year. Of course, we made a few tweaks as we go, just a little bit of the point system restructuring, how the guys keep their money and not. And I'm sure there'll be some small changes for the future. But at the moment, yeah, PGA Tour's pretty excited about it. We think this is a pretty good system to identify those guys that need to get their PGA Tour cards for next year.
Yeah, take that a little bit further. Talk about the changes that were made this year, how the money goes as we move into these last four events heading up to the Web.com Tour Championship the first week in October.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Web.com Tour regular season just finished this last week, the Lin Cup Foods Portland Open. At that point, we identified the 25, as we call it, those 25 guys, the top 25 guys on the money list, they just got their tour cards. And they're guaranteed PGA Tour cards for next year. What we'll also do then is we'll identify another 25 guys to get their PGA Tour cards based on these final series events. Those 25 PGA Tour cards, the second set, they'll be determined based on the money that these guys win in these four final series events. Mm-hmm. In addition, basically they'll be reslotted, kind of going first off the web.com tour 25, and then the next guy off of the PGA tour / web.com tour 25, and just so forth and so on.
All right, so the guy that finishes first in the playoffs is going to basically be number two, is that correct?
Yeah, the guy that finishes first in the playoffs, the number two, the number one slot will come from the top of our money list. Patton Kizzire is currently it. I think he's over 500,000. That's a pretty substantial lead. But the key to note is that could change, because those top 25 that we just identified this last week, they'll keep their money that they've made, and we'll continue adding to it. So whatever those guys win in these will be added to what they won in their first in the regular series to determine their ranking. But then all the other guys, the guys that finished 26 to 75, as well as the guys that were 126 to 200 off the PGA Tour list, those guys all start at zero for these final series events and just battle it out in these four events only.
So, yeah, so the good news is the guys that, battled all year to be part of that 25, they get a little bit of a bump. They get to start with the money that they had, and it's up to the other guys to basically play well enough to catch them and pass them.
Yeah, exactly. And those, we started where everybody started at zero, and I know the PGA Tour kind of looked at it because there were a great example. We had a player finish, I think, third or fourth on our final money list at the end of the regular season. They didn't play very well in those first final series events. They got passed by a lot of guys. I know the players weren't too thrilled with that idea, so they kind of looked at it, revamped it, and now those guys carry their money over. That way, a guy plays well all year long. Take Martin Pillar, for instance. He's second on our money list. He's won a couple of times on our tour. They kind of felt like he should have a head start, per se, over number 25 on our list when they're going into it. So, he kind of earned it and deserves it. It's not to say he can't be passed, but at least he's got a little bit of a head start.
And that's big for the guys, as we talk about, because we have heard that, and it's interesting. You've got President's Cup points, you got Ryder Cup points, you got FedEx Cup points. These guys are always battling for points now in these wraparound seasons, so it seems like there's more and more quote-unquote top players that are playing in a lot more events, and it's harder for some of these guys to get into the number of events that they want to try and help retain their PGA Tour card for the next year. So it's nice to see that you've put in the effort all year long, and you get a little bit of an advantage when it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard. There are a number of things these guys are playing for. Like you said, the President's Cup, Ryder Cup points, the FedEx Cup out there on the PGA Tour, the final series. So it's hard to take a week off. You run the risk of getting passed. So there's a ton of really good players out there. There's not a whole lot of spots for these guys in these fields each week. It's tough. It's tough out there.
Again, we're talking with Mike Peterson, PGA Tour official, talking a little web.com playoffs. As we look forward to next week and coming into these playoffs, the Hotel Fitness Championship in Fort Wayne, Indiana, leads it off, defending champion Bud Cauley. And then we come to something that's near and dear to our heart here in the Carolinas, the Small Business Connection Championship at River Run, formerly the Chiquita Classic. This tournament's a little late in getting a title sponsor, isn't it?
We had a great relationship with Chiquita. Really thank them for all their support over the years. They've been a great partner. When they got bought out, the parent company decided to go in a little different direction. So the PGA Tour staff is kind of scrambling last minute to get this together. But we're real excited, the Small Business Connection Championship at River Run. We're ready for a great event. Look forward to it a lot I think we're real excited about the week.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how this goes forward. I always thought it was kind of interesting that it went from Indiana to North Carolina, and then back to Ohio, and then down to Florida. Has there ever been any consideration to maybe making it easier from a traveling perspective and getting the Indiana and Ohio together and then kind of working their way down to Florida?
Yeah, I know it's been discussed. It would be nice. I know from our operation side of things, it would be great. I know the players, the caddies, and everyone else that's involved. It's logistically though, it's really tough. There's a number of things that go into it, not only the golf course, but the sponsors, the club, there's a number of things that go into the schedule, and it doesn't always work out per se perfectly logistically where you can just drive from one tournament to the next. So in an ideal world, yeah, we'd have them right next to each other and be able to just kind of all carpool down there and go to the next one. Unfortunately, that's not the way it works. So, maybe one day in the future we'll be able to get those things really close to each other. But right now, it's a global game, and it's a countrywide game for what we're doing. So guys are just going to have to travel a little bit.
Now, with the Small Business Connection people taking over, is this just a one-year deal and we're still up in the air? I'm not quite sure where we stand with the tournament going forward here in Davidson in North Carolina. Are you aware of anything? I mean, are they signed for more than 1 year or anything that you can give us on that?
I know that this is the third year on the three-year contract. I am not sure going forward. I know there's going to be some discussions. I know there have been. And I'm sure there'll be quite a few discussions on site with some of the key people. But at this time, we're not really at liberty to say what's going to happen in the future. So hopefully we'll be able to stay. Davidson's been great. I've been there the last 2 years. Look forward to getting down there actually Monday of this next week to start getting ready for it. It's River Run's been a great golf course. The partnership there with the club, the superintendent and his staff, it's been excellent. The members there come out really supported along with the city. So I'd love to see it stay there and at River Run. I know the players really enjoy the golf course. It's a tough test, and it's a good site for us. So
now, as you travel around all these different tour stops, I know for us here in the Carolinas, it was a tough winter. I mean, we had some snow, we had some ice, we had some really cold temperatures. A lot of the golf courses in the Carolinas had a lot of winter kill, struggling to get sprigs, Bermuda sprigs or Bermuda turf or Zoysia turf to replace. What's been the kind of the general consensus of the condition of the golf courses that you've seen this year throughout the country? Has there been some places that were hit harder than others?
Yeah, definitely. I live here in Texas, and the weather's been pretty bad here, along with all the other places. So, it's been a rough year weather-wise for many golf courses all around the country. But we get through it. We have a very good agronomy staff. We send in an agronomist to help work with the superintendent of the club. A number of times throughout the year, and do our best to help provide some support and get the best playing conditions for these guys. But I'm actually not too worried about River Run. I talked to our agronomist, Lane Cooper, earlier today, and he was raving about the conditions. Thinks it's going to be excellent. And, Ron Ritchie and his staff, the superintendent there, they do a great job. So I'm excited to see it, like I said, next week when I get out there. And not too concerned. I think Ron will have the greens probably rolling at 12 or 13 on the stem, and fairway is excellent. Everything we're looking for, so not too worried about it.
Yeah, it was interesting. In year one, after they had changed the greens over to the current Bermuda configuration, I think the scoring, I think it was one of the toughest scoring events on the web.com tour last year, loosened up a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see where the scores go to next. Any thoughts? I mean, firmness, obviously firmness and weather play a big role in what the scores do, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. We can set it up hard. We'll get the greens fast. It'll be about the same as what they have been the last few years. A little over 12 or so on the stem. They're pretty undulating, so that's, if it gets firm where they're not holding shots as well, and get a nice, a little bit of rough, with that Bermuda rough, we don't really need it too high. We just get it high enough where the ball sits down in it, and they get a flyer lie out of there. It's River Run, it's a tough golf course. It holds its own against these guys. These are, they're the best players in the world, but they're still, having the struggle to make a good score out there, and, it's provided a good test the last couple of years. I guess it's probably about the same coming in for this year. If we get wind, if we get any rain or something to soften it up, it'll change it one way or the other. So that's sometimes it's just up to Mother Nature on the final determinant on the score. So.
All right, Mike, before I let you go, I got to put you on the spot. Being out there in the PGA Tour, being a rules official, what's the weirdest thing that you've had to make a ruling on since you've been out on the tour?
That's tough. That is a little bit on the spot. trying to think. We get a number of things. It's you get some weird things with the gallery kind of picking up the ball and walking off with it. You get some different stuff like that. It's no ruling's easy out there, and it's always just doing our best to try and get them right, and I'm glad I haven't had any the big Tiger Woods, boulder rulings or anything like that. So it's all been pretty straightforward. But hopefully that won't change out there in 2 weeks. Hopefully that'll be nice, easy rulings, and we'll just keep going.
Yeah, it always amazes me that people at a golf tournament see a golf ball and they pick it up.
Yeah, they tend to do that. I don't know if they think it's a souvenir or what's going along. Yeah, we get that quite a bit. You get the spectators out there. Some of them are just out they're just out for a casual day and see what's going on out there. They don't really play much, so maybe they're not thinking about it. But that happens quite a bit. People pick them up. Pretty easy. We just get it back in play. So no penalty, no problem.
Well, Mike, we really appreciate you hopping on with us tonight, and we look forward to the playoffs coming up and seeing who rises to the top.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Thanks for having me on, and hopefully we'll see everyone out there in Charlotte at the Small Business Connection Championship there in about 2 weeks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
That was PGA Tour official Mike Peterson breaking it down, the web.com tour playoffs for us. Anyway, stick around. There's more to come. Mark Greenhalgh, Mike Fraschina up in Maine. You're listening to the Golf Shop Radio Network.